Welcome to the Life Lessons Podcast with your host, yours truly, Philip Peter.
So guys, we're back here with another episode. Now, today we're doing an emergency podcast, and I'm sure you have never heard of that before. But we have a podcast together, and when I say we, I'm referring to, of course, you know my name, Philip Peter, Jovan Simpson.
Hey, guys.
And Renard Anderson. We have a podcast named The Two and a Half Stooges, so you can check that out. But Renard isn't here today. He has circuit duties. So we're here talking, and Jovan decided to mention something. I was saying, you know, we're not gonna make the day pass before we talk about this. So Jovan, tell them what you decided to do today.
It wasn't a decision. It was just a thought. I was just sitting here. I was thinking about life, you know, and this thought just came to me spontaneously. Jovan, you know, you should join ChristianMingle.com.
Yes, that's why we had an emergency meeting. I said, no, we're going to record this right now. Because obviously something is very wrong. Because first thing first, Christian Mingle has a Jamaican part to it. Like, there are Jamaicans on it.
I don't know, but they're planes for a reason. And they're ships for a reason.
So. That sound like a green card thing they drop on. But on a more sober sense or a sober tone.
Yes.
Do you think it's difficult for single Christian men to find
that significant
prospective partner. Yeah, prospective partners in the church? Because the argument often is, and there are always posts and quotes.
Yeah.
Some of these quotes are just simply wrong. But there are always posts and quotes backing up that there is a severe shortage of men. So if we were to follow that logic, you should be having your pick of the best. You shouldn't be looking at Christian Mingle.
Well, I think it's a complicated situation. Very much complicated. Real, think about it a lot. I don't think it's hard. Well, I guess it depends on who you are as an individual. That might lead to you finding a significant other of choice.
Jovan. That sound like you go around the thing, Jovan. Tell the girl them say yo them have attitude problem and so comes in one none of them, Jovan. Right. Talk straight.
No, but for me personally, I was trying to answer the question in general.
No, you may have talked to Jovan.
For me personally, everybody yes. know. Person that know me well, know this. You know, if you tune in to Speak Up on YouTube, know this. I personally have some standards that persons might consider to be very strict or very much demanding. And I don't think so myself. I just think that I know what it is that I want, and I seek after that and nothing less than that. I'm willing to compromise on certain things, but I find that in our society today, many females don't want to compromise, and they feel as if the male is supposed to bring everything to the table, and they're not supposed to bring anything at all to the table. That's what I find in general.
Okay.
I'm not saying that every female is like this, because you do have females that aren't like this. You have females that are absolute darlings. But the issue is that Peter has found one of them, and many other gentlemen in the world have found others.
So
and therefore,
so
there's a shortage of those women.
So wait.
And so now
wait.
I'm left here.
So what other son?
And now I'm
so
left
here. So all this got back to chance.
As I include Peter and stuff in
the world. Don't say it's a charm podcast. Listen.
Shout out to charm.
Wow. But, yes. Now here's the thing. And this is a little story that will remain between us. But it's never a case that girls don't like Jovan, you know, people.
Sure.
It's just sometimes.
No, Peter agrees.
Yo, alright, we're gonna have to keep this story general because a couple other people are there and we can't talk too specific. But them, this is me, but I carry.
Before they hear the podcast.
Before they carry it away. So, we're like at this spot, vibe nice and everything, and Jovan was minding his own business because Jovan had this biggest crush on the, I think, the festival queen. But festival queen like man was sing, so, you know, kind of did rough. Hey guys, yo, I have to tell you, when we were there, Jovan was starstruck. The girl is beautiful, by the way, so there's nothing wrong with that.
See, are you sending it, by the way?
Yeah, she put on a ring yet?
Well, the person was there with her. that singer guy was there with her. So.
Yo. So, guys. So, like, is there his eyes on focus on this beautiful girl and thing? So, her father is with her. And all the father do a block Jovan. The mean say, no matter, Jovan, no get for talking, you know.
People, you might never rape me.
But as a true father, then start discern. You see me, sir? And he must say, yeah, man, he see a little thirst of pop off a Jovan, and he must go stop it before it go no further. So, Jovan, they don't know, you know, he must have a little exchange with her and thing. The father just cramp everything. Meanwhile, Jovan don't know someone in there. You see me? Somebody like him. And him you know, he never noticed, so. What did they know? The girl pull a fast one. And like she asks, oh, how should I do it again? She like there were some pics and she asks indirectly. You see me? For your number. For your number. Cause you don't know. Him have an iPhone. Right? So for him picture them fire. Plus him might use the camera. He might use the camera on the phone like it's an icon him have or something. So boom bang. When me see that play there now, me know say I'm not the brightest, but when you come on to them little thing there, me tend to pick up. So me I say, yo, but wonder if him catch on. And you see the funny thing, Jav, me not go me not even gonna knock it too hard. Because I had a conversation with another friend of mine last night.
Yeah.
When me tell her say a guy like her and she said, and it's like she me mean say, and this is I guess this is just an aside, but when you see somebody go to them way for trouble you, I mean I mean trouble you like put you down like terrible, like you're the worst thing ever. Yeah. But them always a bad you, them always want them around you and them don't have no reason, you have to start look out at you hide them.
In the basic school, primary school, like the girls.
Yes, but they don't know say with the university now, so we think say everything are APA format. No. Some things are pretty simple. So we got some home now. Cause we know sir, when they hear this what they're gonna understand. But we can't tell the story now that way. Right? So boom. After that little thing now, we jump in the vehicle and we are drive now. Now matter of fact, before we go into the car, I remember her saying to somebody, I say, yo, go panda side there. And we are say, so why she want, you know? And then when we go to some woman work it out people, when we work out the maths, see me? Me there the car door, see me? Jenna this side of me, and Jovan there on the other side. And I say, okay, me catch a pre. So, all we are going then now, we can't tell him while this is going. And we are driving thing and him still a talk about the original girl when come they come see. And that's a bad idea, guys. Listen. Take that listener for free. Even if it's a case you don't like the girl, if you pick up say somebody like you, nobody rub it in and I mention where your eyes are. You see me? Because most time you would think, we think as guys that would be an indicator to the girl that, hey, I'm not interested in you. Most time them take it to mean that they are not good enough for you. But that's a whole other conversations. So we did that thing and we talk about the festival queen and the fact that the father keep on a block him. And him not see nobody in a way, otherwise on the father. Same as a boy, you see me? A long time he get to fly and be sitting. And the girl take a vested interest in the conversation and ask me a question. Now, bear in mind, you know, we are both Christian, we are apostolic, so you don't know, say, we think, say, you know,
yes,
there may not be an eminent apostolic, but modesty has to be there. You catch that? Alright. So, you never, you know, fear thing never depend on it at the time. So, when we check it out, and thing, we come out of the car, and she said goodbye to him. A couple years after, I said, Jovan, you know, so the girl like you. Jovan said, what? I don't believe you.
Yeah.
Tell them what happened, Jovan. She never link you after that.
Ew. You're linking with picture names there.
Yeah, she asked for your picture name.
Yeah. And then that was it.
That was it. Look at your crampire style. You'll be telling us, man, make her get spasm. You ever get a leg cramp yet?
I've not really it before. Like, but at that point, a point in time, like, we realize, so we just, you know, kind of swerve the other way.
You see? But you see, that's what you have to see now. Why him could take her? Come on, women. Why him could take her on and make her into something? Because that's what a lot of girls me here do. Right? So, why him could do that?
Never.
Right?
No,
him, I forgot. Christian mingle with the thing, and even know if nobody from Jamaican is there. And believe me, there are so many memes about Christian mingle that are not, you know, they don't encourage you to go on the side.
Hey.
Unless you go up on black people meet and just input Christian.
It's just a mischievous thought. It wasn't actually a serious thought.
Yo, listen,
I'm not even a fan of those meetings.
Yo, look here, Listen, believe me, see, if we never do that podcast, the time when we have been doing podcast, you might have got to sign up here. And that may I tell you this.
I would sign up, I mean, when I go up on the site, go check it out, but I would sign up.
Right? But it's serious. There is an, even for me, I would say, I've said this in conversations before, but I'm saying it in a public forum now. There is a misguided belief when it comes down to the shortage thing. Now, yes, there is a lack of male bodies in the church. We know that there's an imbalance. There's no denying that. But so many of these young women have warped ideas of what relationships are and what marriage is. That before you are able to say hi, they want to get a ring, and you're like, yo, let me get to know you first, brother. Because a life and death, this, you know, brother. The Bible says, you know, the Bible says, and bear in mind that the Proverbs, we presume that they were totally written by Solomon. And to put it in layman's terms, Solomon was a galley, so he would know.
And the wise man.
Right? Exactly. Right? And he says, it is better for you to live in the corner of your house and you don't have no food for eat. Matter of fact, him say it's better to live on the roof of your house than live in the house with a contentious woman. A serious piece of something that. Right? So, I know, and you know, there's going to be the black, you know, the crowd that will come at me for this, but this is true. And if you come up with the belief that, boy, you should be accepted for who you are, there is a place for that. But it also has to, there also has to be compromise. Right?
Yes, indeed.
So wanna give,
not too much compromise, but there should be
compromise. And the thing is that compromise isn't giving up the entirety of your position.
Yeah.
It is trying to find a middle ground where both persons are able to operate within. Right? So, we just wanted to leave this one with you today. Look out for more stuff. As I said, you can look out on the 2.5 Stooges podcast page. We'll be sharing that to you soon. We did our first episode. And we're going to be doing some... we're going to be trying to do at least a podcast a week. Just keep you updated in terms of what's happening on the weekend. Just to let you know, more about myself, I am Philip Peter. I'm a motivational speaker. I'm a minister. I play bass, guitar, write. Don't a whole myriad of things. But being an idiot is like a big part of it, right? So, you get to realize that. And yes, you are going to ask yourself, did he really say that? But being an idiot is part of what gives you so much insight. Because when you realize that you don't have much sense, and you need the Lord Jesus, you start thinking accordingly. Now, my colleague Jovan Simpson does tell you a little bit about himself as well. And you know, Jovan is a working man now, so, you know, he can't hit up his inbox. He may not answer, but you have to shoot a shot, you can never tell.
Hey guys, I'm Jovan Simpson, as mentioned before. Well, as it pertains to me, I'm a future psychologist. I like to inspire persons, and you know, there's Speak Up, the YouTube channel that you can log on to. And there's also this project that me and Mr. Peter are working on, called Discussing Us. There's a page for that on Instagram, however, there isn't any content as yet, but you can always log on to it for now. As it pertains to me again, what can I say?
At Jovan Simpson.
Aspiring to be a lot of things.
On Instagram is at Jovan Simpson.
Yes.
Anywhere you see Speak Up, you see one fancy logo, yes, yes, is him do it. So him don't just do psychology, him do graphic design too. If you don't like me, if you don't know wedding announcement and them thing that on the Pierce Maddy, he can actually do it for himself. You see where I'm going with this? Alright. So have a great day, have a blessed weekend. We're just going to keep this short. We could do this for much longer, but we just want you to have a great weekend, be blessed. And remember, it's all about Christ and to make him known. And it's also about being able to enjoy yourself at the same time.
Blessings, people.